Praise God. Let's turn our Bibles over to Acts chapter 19. Acts 19 and verse 11. Acts 19 and verse 11. And this one is called, God is up to something mighty. God is up to something mighty. God, tell your neighbor, neighbor, God is up to something mighty. It's not something that is normal. It's mighty good. I said it's mighty good. It's not just good, it's mighty good. When they look at it, they're going to say it could only have been God. It could only have been God. Only God could have done that kind of a thing. Like when you went to the doctor and they said there is no more cancerous cell. There is no more mask. It is only God. And you know, for the last few years, God has been talking to us about some amazing themes. Like the year of uncommon miracles. The year of, all right, let's fix this mic, just drop it a little bit. The year of uncommon miracles. The year of what? More and more. And this year, God give us a word, this is the year of what? The dominion of who? The saints. So we're going to ride those three waves and see how far we'll get. Is that okay? Yes. I said, is that okay? Yes. Let's go to Acts 19, 11. We're going back 2 years. The word for 2024. The Lord said this was the year of what? Uncommon miracles. The thing with God, he stacks us. The Bible said we go from what? Glory to what? We go from what? Glory to? Today's glory is better than yesterday's. I said today's glory is better than yesterday's. Today's faith is greater than yesterday's. Today's anointing is better than yesterday's anointing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 11. And it says, now who? Now who? Now who? Now who? Who?
God.
Who?
God.
It says, now God worked. What did God do?
God
worked unusual miracles through the who? The hand of Paul. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you will speak to us today. You will speak to us today. You will speak to us today. Oh, open up our hearts to receive your word that will never be the same. Let freedom, deliverance, and breakthrough take place in this room. Let lives be changed for your honor and for your glory. Even those who are watching online right now, I pray the Spirit of God will move through the stream and healings and miracles and breakthroughs, a manifestation of your power will take place through the stream in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is a very conclusive text where the Bible declares that God, what? God worked through the Apostle Paul. And what did God do through Paul? It says that God did unusual miracles. God did unusual miracles. No, God didn't just heal a headache here. These are explosive miracles that were done through the Apostle Paul. And today we're going to keep the focus on just Paul, because we know Jesus did extraordinary miracles. Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. My God, he cast out demons. But I want to tell somebody sitting in this room that God desires to do the same thing through you. That God is looking for vessels, men and women, that he can work through. When Jesus left the earth, miracles didn't stop. When Jesus left the earth, power didn't stop flowing. When Jesus left the earth, it was not the end of an era, but it was only the beginning of what God wanted to do. When he left the earth, something called the last days opened up. an era that is called what? The last days open up. When Jesus came and he died, he opened and he ascended. The angel looked at the apostle and he said, men and brethren, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? Why are you standing here gazing around? He said, the same Jesus that you see go will return in like manner. But until then, you got some work to do. Just bring this mic down, get rid of that boom. He said, until he returns, you got work to do. He said, don't stand around gaza. Get busy. Get going. Get on your feet. Get moving. Because God has put something within you that can create uncommon outcomes. What happens is that we come to church. We hear the word. We pray. We sing. We dance, we shout, we even sleep. We rest in the presence of God, physically. And we forget to work the works of God. It's as if after we have left the church, we have left the anointing behind. We walk out the doors and we say, I'm just Stacy. I'm just Abigail. I am just Nicole. I'm not going for no more names because I can't remember more. But we think we're just ordinary. But I came to tell somebody today that God is looking for somebody to work through. God is looking for somebody to manifest through. God is looking for somebody to be his voice. God is looking for a people that will be willing to go forth and walk by faith and not walk by what they feel. I want to tell you, if you follow feelings, you feel like to strangle some people. If you walk by feelings, like yesterday I'm in the city and this man tests my flesh. He tests my flesh, man. And I follow the flesh a little bit. Yeah, you're here now. I'm driving and I have the green light. This man go look at me in my face and walk in front of my car. I inch up my car on him. And as I inch the car, he goes sideways like this and looking at me. I give him more. I said, take some of that. Pastor Cher said, you're so stupid. Because you know, Pastor Cher is a hammer. She hands it to you. Because she said, that wasn't a good move. But listen, when we leave church, we forget who we are. Are you with me? Sometimes, you know, you're so tempted and you go down the wrong road. Are you with me? Yes. So to yield to temptation is sin, so pass a sin.
Yes.
Are you with me? Did you hear that? But if you sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to what? Cleanse you from all unrighteousness so you don't stay there. You remember that there is an assignment for you. Yesterday I gave him on the bumper, but today I'm in church anointing. Was that right? No. Was it wrong? Yes. But why do I choose to stay over there? No. Because it's not that great of a deal. But I want to tell somebody this morning, God is looking for people to work through. The Bible says many unusual miracles, not a few. God worked. Man, it was a constant happening in Paul's life. Wherever he went, extraordinary things happened. Extraordinary things happened. And I want to tell you, God wants to work through you. I said, God wants to work through you. It didn't say that Paul did unusual miracles. It says, now God God can't do nothing in the earth except through us. I say it again. I said, God can't do nothing in the earth. You want me to prove it to you? If it was necessary, God could have redeemed all of us without coming in physical body. I'll say it again. If it were possible that God can do something in the earth without a man, he would have forgiven our sins without taking on physical flesh. But even God to work in the earth, he needs man. Why it says, Jesus said to the people, he didn't say the kingdom is going to come. He said, no, pray the kingdom come. It is the responsibility of us, the church. We have a work to do. It is time for us to get off of our hands, get off of our lazy boys, and say, God, what it is you want me to do? I am here. I am willing. I am ready. That's right. The little boy said, hallelujah. The word uncommon, it says experiencing. It's one of those fancy Greek words we're not going over there. But it's experience extraordinary manifestations of grace. To experience what? Extraordinary. Let me tell you what some extraordinary things are. And in this church, we've been experiencing some extraordinary things. That sister came to church with a cane. Her bone was supposed to deteriorate, but now God has reversed it and caused her bone to improve. From osteoarthritis with a stick, now she walks upright straight. And I saw her last Sunday at the park. I didn't know she can dance like that. Sister Viv got moves, but who did it? God did it. I said, who did it? God did it. I want to dare somebody to believe in this God. I want to dare somebody to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways to acknowledge him. Man, acknowledge that he's healer. Acknowledge that he's deliverer. Acknowledge that he's provider. Acknowledge that he's sustainer. Acknowledge that he's a God. Whatever the caterpillar and the palmer worm has eaten up, he is able to restore. He has built perishing, the God of the breakthrough. Believe him, trust him, and see what he will do. Somebody say, God did it. Somebody say, God did it. Somebody say, God did it. I want to tell you, God wants to do some things in your life, and he wants to do some uncommon things. God wants to do some uncommon things in your life. The Bible says he will beautify the meek. God wants to make you look good. Are you with me? When you humble yourself before God, all of a sudden your features start to change. You go from ugly to pretty. You don't believe me? Look around you. When some people came to church, they used to look so jacked up, miserable, broken. They look like life is up. They're about to die. They feel like you ever see some people that look dark? They have a scale over them. But mighty God, my Bible says, he beautifies the meek. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will want lift you up. This God that we serve, he does all kinds of things. I say he does all kinds of things. Because the Bible says, what kind of miracles? Unusual miracles. So what is not usual becomes usual. I say it again. What is not usual, you can expect it. Because when they took water and they put it in 5 big bowls, Jesus tell them, go serve it. He said, go serve it. And when they serve it, what was it? Wine. Is that usual?
No.
It's not usual. So stop expecting usual outcomes. It is time for us to look for some unusual outcomes. Say extraordinary experiences. Say extraordinary experiences. You know, some people say, oh man, we went to this show and it was an amazing experience. Oh God, we went to a show and it was a devastating experience this week. I'm not going to tell you guys. Mighty God. But let me tell you what Philippians 2:13 says. Let's read the Amplify. It says, not in your own strength. Somebody say, not in your own strength. Amplified Classic. Not in your own strength, for it is God. Who is it?
God.
Who is it?
God.
Who is it?
God.
It is God. It is God who is what? All the while effectually at work in who? In who?
In you.
In you. In me. God wants to work in us. It says, what did God do? God worked through who? Paul. He didn't stop there. And this is Paul writing to them. He said, God wants to work in you. Energizing. What is he doing? He said, let the weak say that I what? I am strong. Stop crying and say you're weak. No, open your mouth and say, Joe, I am weaker, yet I am strong. Let the weak say that I'm what? Let the sick say that I'm healed. Let the depressed say that I got joy. Let the broke say that God is providing according to his riches in glory. Declare good, man. You got to, if you got to speak to get saved, every other thing in your life, you're going to have to open your mouth and say something about it. Even if you're going to thrive in your finances, you got to start talking thrive talk. Because if you talk, oh, I'm broke, busted, and confused. No matter what good work you go to, eventually you become broke, busted, and confused. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because the word tells me that by my words I'm justified. And by my words I'm also what? Condemned. So you got to speak. Somebody say speak. How did God make the world? He spoke the world into existence. So I want to tell you, God is energizing and creating in you. He is what? Creating in you. God created a new man in you. And if he put a new man in you, he can also energize and create in you power. You might feel weak today. But I want to tell you, God is creating in you power. There's a generator that works on the inside. And the generator, you know, one of the word meaning of the word paraclete, it's the word standby. What is the purpose of a standby? When we were growing up, we heard about standby generators. Right? Standby generator. The moment Con Ed or Guyana, we got GPL. Nobody likes them. And in Jamaica, we got JPL. JPS, they suck. JPS, Jamaica, oh wow. Right? But the moment they go out, if you have what is called a standby, what happens? The moment they go out, the standby kicks in. What is there? Power is produced. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost is your standby. He's right there waiting to generate power. But you got to yield to the Holy Ghost. You got to feed the Holy Ghost with the word of God, with fellowship with God, with getting into worship. By times of prayer, you got to feed. Every generator needs gas. Hello? It don't matter how big Generac you have. You know there's that brand for generators. You ever seen Generac commercials? No matter how big of a Generac you buy and put outside your house, if you got no gas, it's nothing going to happen. I want to tell you, the same way with the Holy Ghost. If you don't get into the word, if you don't spend time in prayer, the Holy Ghost is going to lay dormant in your life. If you don't spend time adoring the Lord and worshiping, the Holy Ghost is going to be here like, what's up, man? He's waiting. He's waiting because Jesus said he'll only testify of me. Are you with me? So if there's some spirit in you talking other than Jesus, you're in trouble. You better come and let's anoint you with some oil and cast out that demon out of you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So God wants to what? Energize and create. This is what effectually work means. energizing, creating in you what? The power and the desire. God wants to put a desire in you like Paul. It don't matter what they did to Paul. They beat him. They beat him and put him out of the town to die. Flog him. But yet, when he catch back himself, what did he have? A desire to do the work of the Lord. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, whenever you're going to do the work of the Lord, you got to be strong. You got to be resilient. You got to be courageous. Too many of us, we're so wimpy and we're so soft. Oh, my God. Oh, Pastor, they pinched me. And my mom said nobody should pinch me. Somebody say, get a desire. Say, get a desire. Say, Lord, put a desire in me to do your work. That when I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to work for you. The way I work for my boss is going to see Christ in me. The way I behave on my job, they're going to see the Holy Ghost in me. Don't be like Pastor and give him a piece of your flesh. No, crucify the flesh. I don't do that all the time. So that's not my lifestyle. You with me? Say, God is creating in me. Say, God is energizing me. Come on, say, God is energizing me for the uncommon, for the uncommon, for the unusual. Somebody shout hallelujah. Both to will and to work for who? His good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. We read that again. Both to will and to what? Work. Both to what? Will and to work. And who is satisfied by it? God. Who finds pleasure in you? God. When last you check your life and say, God, are you finding pleasure in me? When last you stop and say, God, can you delight in me? When last you stop and say, Lord, oh my God, am I satisfying you? Or am I just satisfying myself? Are you living for yourself? Paul said, no, for me to live is who? Christ. You tracking? Yes. Are you tracking? Yes. You tracking? Yes. When you make your money, it is who? Christ. Yes. When you bless your families, for who? Christ. Yes. When you give charity, who is it for? Christ. When you're being a blessing, who it is for? Christ. When you pray for somebody, it's for who? Christ. For me to live is Christ. Meaning all things I do, when I sum my life up, God gets the glory. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? Who gets the glory? God gets the glory. So somebody say, uncommon, unusual, miracles were done by Paul. And say, they will be done. Come on, say, they will be done by me. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, let us get ready to work some miracles. Let's get ready to pray for the sick. Masata da bakota rika seketa. Let people get healed at your workplace. Let people get healed in your school. Let people get healed on the bus. Let them be healed on the train. Whew. Go to verse 12 of Acts 19. Say, uncommon miracles were done by the hand of Paul. And look what it says next. So, this is some of the uncommon things. So that what? Handkerchiefs. So, something like this. Handkerchiefs or towels or aprons which had touched whose skin? The skin of Paul. Touched the skin of Paul was what? Carried away and put upon the who? The sick. So the man didn't have to go. The man didn't have to go. The man was so charged. The man was so energized. You know, they said when Kenneth Hagin died, Kenneth Hagin from Tulsa, they said when he died, they couldn't touch his body. And this is 2003. They could not touch his body. They had to call senior men of the faith and let them pray, draw the grace and cool the body down. They couldn't move the body. I want to tell you, God still wants to charge people up today. I said, God still want to charge some people up today. We know that Elijah's born. When they dropped the dead man there, bam, he came back alive. I want to say to some people today, God wants to charge you up. God wants to charge you up. He wants to energize you with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is what? The same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. So what we preach about is not yesterday, it's today. But you have to spend time with God to access grace. So many of us want to walk in high levels of grace, but we don't want to pay the price. You know what kind of man was Paul? Paul said, I pray in tongues more than all of you. I'm soaking in the Spirit all the time. How can I manifest extraordinary things? That means ordinary things did happen. Are you with me? If unusual miracles happen, that means there were some miracles that were considered normal. But here was a man walking in extraordinary grace. That when he sent an apron or he sent a handkerchief, look what happened. It says, and put on the sick, their diseases what? Left them. Give me the New King James. The diseases what? Left them. So if somebody had a fever, they put it on the person, the fever left. Somebody had some strange osteoarthritis, they got healed. Somebody had what? High blood pressure, they got healed. Somebody had diabetes, they got healed. Somebody had a stuttering problem, they got healed. Somebody was lame, and then they what? Walk. Not only that, and it says, not only diseases. Evil spirits went out of them. What kind of spirits? Evil spirits ran out of them. I want to tell you, don't become a mining field for the devil. I say that again. You know, some people know they got demons. There's some people know they are conscious that there's some spirits working in them that are not of God. But instead of exposing the devil, we mine the devils. We become a mining field for the devil. You know, you see cycles in your life that look contrary to God. But yet what you do, you sit on it. And you never ever come and say, Pastor, this is what I see in my life and this is not right. Help me get it out. Help me get it what? Out. It is time that we become wise as serpents. It said what? Be wise as serpent, but harmless as what? Dove. You don't take all the nature of the serpent.
Come on.
And I didn't even say nature, but all the behaviors of the serpent. The reason it said be wise as serpent because a serpent is very aware of his surrounding. He knows what is happening. You got to also become aware of your surrounding. Watch what is happening in your life. Observe your life. Observe your... You can trick a snake easy. A snake gets onto you way before you see him. Way before. So that's how we must become. Spend time in the place of prayer that your discernment increase. So that when you see things that are contrary, when you read the word and you see things, my God, you don't mind it. You say, no, get out in Jesus' name. You come to the place where you're praying deliverance over yourself. Are you with me, church? We got to come to the place that when we go into the place of prayer, things will happen. So disease is left by what? A handkerchief. Demons left by a handkerchief. Let me tell you about another man. There was a man by the name of Elymas, the sorcerer. Let's go over to Acts 13, verse 9. There was a man by Elymas, and he wanted what? Power. He wanted power. Did I give you the scripture? Acts chapter 13, verse 9. Saul, also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. Who was he filled with? Looked intently at him and said, "Oh, full of what? Deceit and all fraud. You son of who?" Oh man, those are some strong language right there. "Son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease from what? Perverting the straight ways of the Lord." "And said, oh, full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil." Oh, let's go. Next verse, sorry. "And now indeed the hand of the Lord is what? Upon you. And you shall be what? Blind." You shall be what? Blind, not seeing the sun for a time. What happened? "Immediately a darkness fell upon him and he went around." He went around what? Looking for someone to lead him by the hand. Isn't that uncommon? Normally the blind eye gets open, but here Paul is blinding people. These things are still happening. When people get ready to try to mess with the church of the living God and start to play around with the holy things, God has a way of putting them down. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of who? A living God. Understand that this God that we serve, he don't need no help. He don't need to be carried from point A to point B. He don't need to be painted. He don't need to be polished. He don't need you to put him on a pedestal. He sits upon a throne of fire that has wheels of fire where a river of fire flows out of it. He needs no help of no man. He said, "If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you." So be careful. Let's not mess with the things of God. The things of God are holy and set apart. Amen? What happened to the man? The man became blind. We know Jesus opening eyes, but here Paul, because there was a man that was deceiving people. That was deceiving, wanted power to deceive people. God, hey, Paul said, "Have some of that." My God. Jesus. Let me share one more with you. There's a young man by the name of Eutychus. And all of us knows Eutychus, because Eutychus was a great sleeper. Be careful you don't sleep in church when your pastor's preaching. Eutychus was a what? A great sleeper. Everybody was awake, but he was what? Sleeping. The Bible didn't tell us anybody asleep. It just told us Eutychus slept. When you come to the house of God, it's not time to sleep. It's time to be awake. It's time for you to put toothpicks and stick your eyes open. Are you with me? Hello? Can I tell you why? You're going to miss the word. You're going to miss the word. And the word is what has power to change your life. Transform your mind. Renew your mind. I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear Jesus. I said, I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear the Holy Ghost. I want the Spirit of God to speak to you. I'm coming through the mic. But when the word comes, just like on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said they heard in their own language. It didn't necessarily mean that they spoke another language, but the hearer heard something else. Let God help you to hear. The Bible said, he that hath an ear, let him what? Let him hear. Let him what? Let him what? Let's see Eutychus. What up to Eutychus? Oh, my brother Eutychus. Don't be a Eutychus. "And in a window sat a certain young man named what? Eutychus. Who was sinking." Jesus. The man wasn't just sleeping. The man started to sleep. And he kept going more and more and more and more. And sleeping deeper and deeper and deeper. He was not just taking a long continuous blink. You know something? You take a 5-second blink. And then he wake back up. No, the Bible says Eutychus was what? He was what? The man was sinking. The man was sleeping like he was in his bed. He was going into what? Realm? Realm sleep. Woo, deep. Oh, he was dreaming. The man was dreaming. Paul is preaching and he's dreaming. Jesus, help him. He was overcome. Oh, not only was he sinking deep in sleep, but the man was overcome by sleep. And as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from where? The third story. Oh, Jesus. And he was what? Taken up dead. He was what? The man sleep fell through the window. Be careful where you're sleeping. Amen. He fell through the window and was taken up dead. But something happened. The Bible says it, but Paul went down, fell on him, and embraced him. Are you with me? Fell on him, embraced him. This reminds me of Elijah. Elijah went into the room and dropped on the kid, spread himself out. Say, breath of mine become breath of his. Paul spread out himself, fell on him. And what happened? Do not trouble yourself, for his life is what? In him. But hold on. It just told us he was picked up how? The man was what? He was picked up dead. And an unusual anointing came upon the apostle Paul. He fell on him and he said his life is in him. The man raised that dead. And look what he said. Now when he had come up, had broken bread and eaten and talked. No, that's another part. We don't need that part. The man raised the dead. What is that? Unusual. There's this preacher out in Nigeria. His name is Pastor Samson Ajita Moore, something like that. And he went to preach in a village. And when he got there, as they were preaching every night, the witch doctors were working witchcraft against them. Every night. Every night they're preaching at a crusade, they're working against them. So they have this thing that's called something very special, a ceremony that they do on the ninth day. The ninth day of the crusade, they went and they invoked the highest and strongest demon they could invoke. The pastor said, while they're keeping the crusade, 15 of his men dropped dead. 15 dropped dead. Are you listening to me? How much?
15.
Drop dead. He said, God, this cannot happen. And he went into prayer. And he said, the Lord give him a word. The Lord give him John 1:4. John 1:4. That's why you got to rise by revelation. Are you with me? In the kingdom, you rise by what? Revelation. We preach that Jesus became the light of the world, lighting men. But here God wants to use the same word that we preach as a salvation message to raise the dead. Let's get John 1:4. Put it up. And it says, his life became what? The light of who? Men. In him was what? Life. Here we go. In him was what? In him was life. So he went over all 15 of them. Number one, in him was life. Came back alive. In him was life, came back alive. In him was life, came back alive. In him was life, came back alive. All 15 of them came back alive. And they're still alive today. So this is that old story we're talking now. So the king of the village came. You know, in Africa, villages have kings, right? If you don't know, now you know. Villages have what? Kings. So anybody can be a king. You know, some of those people you despise on the road, in their country, they're kings. Yeah, some people you treat anyhow. When they go back to their country, people are fanning them. Because they're very special, but here they're not. Welcome to America. Come into America. Right? Anybody ever saw that movie? Okay, good. Yeah, every one of them came. So the priest came, the king came and says, Pastor, what happened to your man? Tell me. He said, yes, something happened. They were dead, but now they're alive. Hallelujah. The man said, the king went back to the witch. witch doctors and say, come, let's all go to the crusade. I want to tell you, God wants to work what? Unusual miracles through his people. But it's time that we understand that the Jesus that we got saved by is the same Jesus that wants to do exploits. I'll say it again. The same Jesus that saved you is the same Jesus that wants to work exploits in your life. This gospel, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Too often when we think about the gospel, we just boil it down to people getting saved. The gospel is not only salvation. The gospel is healing. The gospel is restoration. The gospel is deliverance. And the gospel is provision. All things that pertain to life and what? Life and what? Godliness has been what? Provided. All things, not some things. All things that pertain to God, life and godliness has been already supplied. So it is time that we stop walking around and thinking that, you know what? I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. No, it's time for us to begin to work some exploits. It's time for us that we avail ourselves and say, God, do something uncommon in my life. Let's all stand today.